Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your power that is working great things in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for helping us when we were helpless. Thank you for encouraging us and strengthening us in situations that appears hopeless. Thank you for making ways for us in situations that appears to be difficult. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for turning our darkness into light. Thank you for turning our shame into honor and glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your love that fills our hearts. Thank you for your joy that fills our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for correcting things that are out of place in our lives and character and attitude, for aligning us with your will and purposes for our lives. Thank you for showing us the path you want us to follow so that we can fulfill our callings and destinies. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for battles that were too strong for us to conquer, that you stepped in and fought for us and conquered those battles for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your possibilities that we see in impossible situations. Thank you for making it difficult for the enemy to succeed over us. You have protected us. You have preserved us from destruction. You have healed us. You have delivered us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your grace that is producing results in our lives. Since the first day of this fasting, you have shown us your grace that produces miracles and victories. And we are still connected to that grace even right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, today is the 29th day of the fast. I ask, O God, that you visit us right here as we pray. I ask, O God, that you touch us with your hands and help us. I ask, O God, that you meet us at the point of our needs. I ask, O God, that you pick up our lives and place it in those heights you want us to attain. in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O Lord, right here. Let your Holy Spirit take over this prayer session and let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will surprise us and we shall be comforted. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord Himself is here because of you. And if you trust Him, you will see His faithfulness in Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we will be praying with prayer points. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here for us. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us. Oh, Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here, you are here for us. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. In our midst, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, you alone I will serve. Take my life. Take my life once again and again. You are the most I want, and there is nothing to keep from me. Take my life again. Take my life again. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, You alone I will serve. Take my life once again and again. You are the most I want, and there is nothing to keep from you. Take my life, take my life again. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Savior. We give you all, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all, Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone, because I know he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives, because Jesus lives, because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Yes, because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know. Because I know. Oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down your glory, shower down your grace, shower down your grace, oh Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need a river. How we need a river. How we need the rain. How we need the rain. Living waters flow to rise again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, O Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory, Lord Jesus. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We need your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us. Anointing that breaks the yokes and that which sets the captives free. By the power of the Holy Ghost, fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. We need your anointing, Lord. We need your anointing. Let it fall fresh on us. Anointing that breaks yokes. Anointing that breaks all yokes. And that which sets the captives free. By the power of the Holy Ghost, fall fresh on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. Anointed. Anointing. Fall on me. Sing it. Anointing. Fall on me. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Fall on me. Sing it with an open heart. Anointing, fall on me. Fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Sing it one more time with an open heart. Anointing from the throne of God, fall on me right now. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Hallelujah. I'll begin to worship Him with all your heart. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the God of heaven and the earth, the Ancient of Days, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the mighty God, the almighty God, the miracle worker, the mountain mover, the way maker. Worship the Lord God of heaven and the earth. Worship Him, praise Him. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Most High God. He is self-sufficient. He is all-sufficient. He is our Father. He is our helper, our healer, our Savior, our defender, our deliverer, our restorer, our promoter. He is our God. Oh Lord, we worship you. Savior, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise him. Jesus, we praise him. Jesus, we praise him. You are all that we have. You are all that we need. You are our all in all. We worship you, Lord. 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 Ancient of Days, we worship you. I am that I am, we worship you. You are greater than all. You are stronger than all. You are wiser than all. You are mightier than all. We praise you, Father. Your mercy is matchless. Your power is matchless. Your love is matchless. No one can love as you do. No one can help us as you do. No one can save us as you do. Oh Lord, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Thank you for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. Only you matters in our lives. Only you matters in our calling. Only you matters in our destiny. No one else matters. Nothing else matters. But only you. But only you. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We will serve you forever. We will love you forever. We will praise you forever. We will worship you forever. We will please you forever. For you alone is the Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for you are the master plan of my life in your hands. Thank you, Lord, because you have the master plan of my life, of my destiny in your hands. And you will fulfill them all. You have the details of my life in your hands. You have the details of my destiny, of my calling in your hands, and you will fulfill them all. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Lord, thank you, for your hands is the master plan of my life. In your hands is the architecture of my life. In your hands is the design of my life. In your hands are the details of my life, calling and destiny. And only you can fulfill them. Because only you created them. You created my life and you created the purpose I am to fulfill. And only you can help me fulfill that purpose. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For in your hands is my name. My name is in your hands. My destiny is in your hands. My purpose is in your hands. Your purpose for my life, they are in your hands. And you will fulfill them all. Thank you, Jesus, for the master plan of my life. The architecture of my life, calling and destiny, is right there in your hands. And you will complete it. You will build it. You will plant my life. You will establish it. You will fulfill your plans for my life. For only you can do that. And you are determined to do that. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for making up your mind to fulfill your plans for my life. Thank you for making up your mind to fulfill your purposes for my life. Thank you, Lord, for making up your mind to fulfill the reason for my existence in the earth. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us that Jesus was lifted up from the earth. He resurrected from the grave, and then he was lifted up from the earth. He ascended far above the heavens. And then the Bible mentioned something. The Bible said he ascended so that he may fill all things. So that Jesus may fill all things. Yeah, that is why one of the names of Jesus is the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. He's the only one that baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, John the Baptist said, he said, I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he said, there is one greater than I am. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So Jesus is the only one that fills. He's the only one that can fill, because it is through him all things were created. Everything that exists. So only him can fill. So this evening we will be asking God to fill you, or asking God to fill us. Yeah, so, but before we go into that, you're going to pray this prayer point. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow away everything in my life that does not agree with the nature of God. Everything in my life that does not agree with the nature of God's kingdom. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Everything in my life that will stand against me receiving the filling of the Holy Spirit. Everything in my life that will stand to stop Jesus from filling me with his Spirit, with his power, with his fire, with his presence. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away right now. In the name of Jesus, let the wind of God blow away everything that is against God's presence in my life. Everything that is against God's purity in my life. Everything that is against God's holiness in my life. Everything that is against God's nature in my life. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow them away now. In the name of Jesus. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow them away. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow them away. Mashadeha tasasajadeha. Continue to pray. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow away every pollution in my life, every filthiness in my life, every corruption in my life, every debt in my life. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Thank you, Lord. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Everything in my spirit, soul, and body that does not agree and align with God's nature, with God's purity, let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Everything in my life that God cannot fill, everything in my life that Jesus cannot fill, let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow them away. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, everything in my life that cannot receive the filling of the Spirit, everything in my life that the Holy Ghost cannot fill, that Jesus cannot fill, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow them away now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You know, Jesus did something in the temple when he was still physically here on earth. Yeah. The Bible says he entered into the temple and he began to throw away those rubbish that were going on in the temple. The people of those days, they turned the temple into a marketplace. Yeah, they were buying and selling all forms of transactions going on in the temple of God. And Jesus said this, that it is written that my house shall be a house of prayer. And you people have turned it into a den of thieves. And he began to pursue all of them. In fact, he scattered everything they were doing in the temple. So the same way, God is against, is in your temple. And you know that your body is the temple of God. So God is against whatsoever is happening in you. Not only your body, your spirit, your soul, you as a person, your complete person, is a temple of God. Or maybe I should say you are supposed to be a temple of God. Because God wants to stay in you. He wants to fill you. Yeah. So we're still going to pray. If there is anything in your body that God is against, that they need to come out. That because God wants to fill you. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy everything in me that is standing against God's presence. Everything in me that is standing against God's nature. Everything in me that is standing against God's spirit. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Whatsoever is in me that is pushing God's presence away, pushing God's nature away, pushing God's grace away, pushing God's Holy Spirit away. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Anything in me that is not allowing God to stay in me, that is not allowing God to dwell in me. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them. Anything in my body, anything in the organs and tissues and cells of my body, anything in my mind, anything in my soul, anything in my spirit that is not allowing God to take his dwelling place in me, that is not allowing God to fill me, let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Spirit destroy them. Whatsoever is in me that is cutting short my life from experiencing God. Whatsoever is in me that is limiting how much I should experience God. That is limiting how much I should touch God. That is limiting how much God should touch me. That is limiting how much I should hear from God. That is limiting how much God should speak to me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Destroy them, fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You see, those people that are busy preaching and teaching that salvation is in the heart, in the heart. Yeah, salvation is in your heart. God doesn't care what you do with your body. God doesn't care how you dress your body. God doesn't care the things you paint on your body. You know, he doesn't care about what you paint on your body, what you wear on your body, what you do with your body. Whoever is preaching and teaching that is an agent of the Antichrist, is an agent of Satan. Why? Because God cares so much about what you do with your body. In fact, he cares so much about what you think with your brain, what you wear on your body, how you use your body, how you present your body. God cares so much about it because your body is his temple. And not only that, your body is the gate to your soul and to your spirit. Yeah, so if let's say for instance you put something that is unclean on your body, immediately that thing touches your body. I mean something that is spiritually unclean. Immediately that thing touches your body, your spirit becomes unclean instantly. Your spirit and soul becomes polluted instantly. So that is what people don't know. And then you are fasting, you are praying. And then you can't hear from God. You're having bad dreams. What are you doing with your body? Yeah, how do you present your body in the public? Yeah, the way you present your body in the public will determine the kind of demons that will be attracted to your body. It's like a magnet. If you appear seductively outside, let's say as a man or as a woman, you dress seductively. Marine spirits, they will magnet with your body. I don't know if that English, if there's English like that. Marine spirits, sexual demons, they will be glued to your body, and not just your body, to your soul and to your spirit. And then you say someone is sleeping with you in the dream. What are you doing with your body? So what you do with your body affects your soul, affects your spirit, and affects your destiny. Yeah. So anyone that is telling you that the kingdom of God is just in your hand, it has nothing to do with your body, that person is a destroyer from the kingdom of hell. So you're going to pray. Christians need to be sensitive about what they do, what we do with our bodies, what we put on our bodies. So you need to be sensitive about that, including what you wear on your body, how you appear in the public. Yeah, everything you do with your body, you must be sensitive about that. It has a direct effect on your destiny. I tell you the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be sensitive to what I do in this body and with my body. What I do in my body and with my body. What I use on my body. Lord, help me to be sensitive. I remain pure in your sight, so that I remain acceptable in your sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be sensitive to use my body correctly. Say, Lord, help me to be sensitive to use my body correctly. Help me to be sensitive to present my body wholly. in your sight. Help me to be sensitive to present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight. Help me, oh God, to be sensitive to this. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, Lord, help me to be sensitive. Help me to be sensitive. Help me to be sensitive. Help me to be sensitive to what I do with my body. Oh Lord, help me to be sensitive because I want to please you with my body. I want to please you with my body. I want to please you with my body. Lord, help me to be sensitive to how I use my body, to what I do with my body, to how I present my body in the public. Help me, oh God, to do these things right in the name of Jesus. Help me to be pure in my body in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. Baptize me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. To baptize means that your spiritual body is being immersed completely into the Spirit. It means you are being swallowed up by the Spirit. It means you are being buried in the Spirit. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now in the name of Jesus. I believe your praying has shared Tasa Shmanadishda. Lillian Tekojitarada. Legisasana Tijiria. Majenede Galat Tasa Jinadishda. Oh God of Israel, Jesus Christ, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. I open up my heart. I want this baptism. Baptize me now in the Holy Ghost. Baptize me now with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me now in the Holy Ghost. Baptize me now in the Holy Ghost. Baptize me now in the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. You are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. And take Jesus, so Jana Batashada, Letera Digia. Baptize me with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Baptize me now. Baptize me now. I want to be completely immersed into the Holy Spirit. I want to be completely immersed into the Holy Spirit. My spirit, soul, and body wants to be completely immersed in the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The Bible says that blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that with hunger in your heart, with desperation in your soul, with strong desire. Say, Jesus Christ, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now with the Holy Spirit. Baptize baptize me now with the Holy Spirit till I am sin no more. Till all that is sin is the Holy Spirit. You know, when you are completely immersed in the Holy Spirit, then people don't see you anymore. What they see is the Spirit. People don't hear you anymore. What they hear is the Spirit. And the Spirit begin to drive you everywhere because you are completely immersed in the Spirit. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me now. Baptize me now in the Holy Ghost till I am seen no more. Till I am seen no more. Immerse me completely in the Holy Ghost. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to understand that to be baptized with the Holy Spirit is deeper and greater than just speaking with unknown tongues. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit, of course, it includes speaking with tongues, but it's more than that. Yeah, it's more than that. So it means that you are completely immersed in the Spirit. And it also means that the Spirit has full control over your life. So it means you have lost control over your life. And the only one that is controlling you is the Spirit. Because you are now deep inside the Spirit. So anywhere the Spirit flows, you flow. When the Spirit stops, you stop. When it flows, you flow. When the Spirit flies, you fly. So when the Spirit operates, you operate. So your entire life is completely lost into the Spirit. So the will of the Spirit becomes your will. The move of the Spirit becomes your move. That is what it means to be baptized in the Spirit. It's not just praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is part of it, but it's deeper than that. So you're still going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, you are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. You are the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me now. I want to lose control to your Spirit. I want your Spirit to take control of my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I want to lose control over my life. I want the Spirit to take full control over my life. Lord Jesus, baptize me into your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Baptize me in your Holy Spirit till I lose control. Until you reach that point where you have lost control over your life, you are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit. Until you reach that point when you have lost your own will, you are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit till I am no longer in control of my life. Till I am no longer the one directing my life. Till I am no longer the one directing my thoughts and actions. Oh, Lord Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Ghost. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you desire that. It's only for those that desire it. It is not for everyone. Say, oh, Lord Jesus, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Till people no longer see me, but you, When I speak, they don't see me, but they see you. Oh, Lord of hosts, when I appear in public places, it's you they see, and not me. Lord, baptize me till I become that. Baptize me till I reach that level where I am no longer seen. It is you people see. Thank you, Lord. Baptize me, Lord. So when my will is dead, baptize me in your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Some people have asked me questions like, I've been praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because they think it's just only about speaking in tongues or being able to pray in tongues. So they were like, all these years I've been asking the Holy Spirit to fill me so that I can pray in tongues, but nothing happened. Yeah. They were concerned. Why is it that I'm not having that experience, and other Christians are having the experience? The truth is that it's not just about praying in tongues. So until you understand that it's more than praying in tongues, you might not reach the point where you will pray in tongues. Yeah, it's a journey, or maybe I should say it's a kind of it is being immersed. So some people maybe they are only 10% immersed in the Spirit. Some people is just 20% they are immersed in the Spirit. Yeah, so maybe you won't speak in tongues until you are maybe 90% immersed. So maybe that is why you are not yet speaking in tongues. Yeah, because you have not reached the depth in the Spirit where that gift will manifest. Yeah, so our focus should be in having this baptism in its fullness. And not just, I want to speak in tongues. So I remember when I was praying for the baptism of the Spirit, I was not asking for speaking in tongues. Yeah, I was just asking that the Holy Spirit will take full control of my life, that I will no longer follow my flesh, but I will always follow the will of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, and it got to the point where suddenly I just saw myself praying in tongues. So there are depths in the Spirit that when you reach that depth, many things start happening to you. Yeah, many things. Yeah, including speaking in tongues and maybe visions and then divine encounters, angelic encounters, and all of that. So the deeper you have gone in the Spirit, the greater the manifestations of the Spirit that will be produced through you or through your life. So you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to yield to the Spirit and not my flesh. I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit and not my senses. I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit and not my sense knowledge. Because that is the key. Say, I receive that grace now. I receive grace to always yield to the drive of the Spirit and not the drive of my own senses and emotions and foolishness. I receive grace to yield to the Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When you yield to the Spirit, that is when you are wise. When you refuse to yield to the Spirit, that is when you are foolish. For God. Say, I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit. In my thoughts, I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In my actions, I receive grace to always yield to the Spirit. As some of you, you claim to know more than the Spirit of God. You claim to be wiser than the Spirit of God. That is why you can't be filled with the Spirit. Because you claim that you know more than God. That is why He can't fill you, because if He can't control you, He can't fill you. It's when He can control you that He can fill you. So I receive grace to always yield to the mind of the Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the desires of the Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the nature of the Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the voice of the Spirit. I receive grace to always yield to the leadings of the Spirit, to the corrections of the Spirit. Automatically, your chains will be broken. You won't even pray to be delivered. Once you attain that fullness of the Spirit, you will just automatically be delivered. Because the Bible says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have people who have been sick for years, but it was when they began to be baptized in the Spirit. They were not asking that they should be healed. They were just asking that I want to enter into the depths of the Spirit. And when they reached a point, their sickness just disappeared. They couldn't find the sickness again. Why? Because wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So there is a point you get to in the Spirit that we won't find sickness in your life again. And you won't have to pray for healing. You will just discover that you are not sick anymore. We won't find demons or oppressions in your life again. Because you have reached that point where they can't survive. You have reached that point in the Spirit where they cannot live. So you are going to pray. That is why you need God more than you need to be complaining. You need God more than you need money. You need God more than you need marriage. You need God more than you need anything in this world. Because that is the key. Looking for the fullness of God is the key to abundant life. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, take me to the depths of your Spirit. Or baptize me into the depths of your Holy Spirit, where captivities does not exist, where bondages does not exist, where curses, sicknesses cannot be found or cannot survive. Lord, baptize me into that depth of your Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Baptize me, Lord Jesus, into the depths of your Spirit, into the depths of your Holy Spirit, where sin cannot survive, where sicknesses and diseases cannot survive, where oppressions of darkness cannot survive, where pollutions and corruption cannot survive. Take me to the depths of the Holy Spirit. Continue to talk to him like that. So Lord, take me to the depths of your Holy Spirit. Take me to the depths of your Holy Spirit. Take me to the depths of your Holy Spirit, where there is perfect victory, where there is always perfect victory, where there is always perfect liberty, where there is always perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect wisdom. Lord, take me into that depths of your Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, where there is perfect health, take me into the depths of your Spirit. Where there is always perfect deliverance, take me there, Lord Jesus. Take me there, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, I remember that day. I was just praying. Yeah, I was just praying in the church. But the way I was praying was not the way I used to pray before. Yeah, because before, I used to pray from my own senses. Yeah. And then maybe when I've prayed for like 15 or 20 minutes, then I don't have anything to say again. Yeah, because even at that time, there was no prayer point. Yeah. That I can use. Yeah, but then after I gave my life to Christ genuinely, I began to pray under the control of the Spirit. Yeah, I began to allow the Spirit to pray through me. Yeah, and I'll find myself talking different things that was not coming from my mind. So it was while I was praying that way in a church program. Then suddenly I just noticed that my tongue began to change. I began to speak some language I don't know. Then I paused a bit. That what am I saying? But then I continued, and that was when I began to pray in languages of the Spirit. Yeah. So you must learn to pray under the control of the Spirit. Yeah, that is another key to being filled with the Holy Spirit. So you must be able to allow the Spirit pray through you, meaning that you are not praying from your head, you're not praying from your senses, but you are allowing the Spirit pray through your mouth. So you are just opening your mouth in faith that the Spirit will pray through you. So you can even do this with your normal language, with your English language, if that is your language. Yeah. Just position yourself in such a way that the Spirit begins to pray through you. That is a key to being filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive grace to yield myself to the Holy Spirit, to yield myself to the Holy Spirit in the place of prayer. You're going to say, I receive grace to allow the Spirit pray through me. I receive grace to be controlled by the Spirit in the place of prayer. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. That is a key to being filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is also a key to prophesy. That is also a key to pray prophetically. Say, I receive grace to you. My spirit, soul, and body to the control of the Holy Ghost in the place of prayer. that I receive grace to yield my spirit, soul, and body to the control of the Holy Spirit in the place of prayer. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace now. I receive grace now. I receive grace to open my mouth in faith for the Spirit to pray through me. I receive grace to pray with the utterances of the Spirit and not my own utterance, but the utterance of the Spirit. I receive grace for this. I receive grace to do this in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I receive grace to release myself to the Spirit in the place of prayer. I receive grace to release myself. That is how you can pray for long hours. You can't pray for long hours if you are praying from your head. It cannot work. The only way to pray for long hours is when you have released yourself to the Spirit to pray through you. Say, I receive grace to do this. I receive grace to do this. The only way you will look at demons in the eyes and you will speak something and they will run is when you allow the Spirit to speak through you. Is when you speak with the hot sense of the Spirit. That is when demons will obey you and run. Say, I receive grace to pray under the control of the Spirit. I receive grace to pray with the utterance of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Remember that I said that our focus is to be filled from on high. Yeah, that's the focus of tonight's prayer session. And I also said that only Jesus can fill all things, because it was through him all things were created. Yeah, so we are going to pray. There are a lot of things in your life Jesus wants to fill. Yeah, there are a lot of things in your life Jesus wants to fill. And when you fill them, that is when his glory will be revealed in your life. Yeah, Jesus wants to fill your financial life, your career. He wants to fill your marriage. Jesus wants to fill your academic life. Jesus wants to fill everywhere. And what will happen after Jesus has filled those areas of your life is that there will be manifestation of his glory. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill my life with the fullness of your Spirit for the revelation of your glory. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill my life with the fullness of your glory, for the with the fullness of your Spirit, for the manifestation of your glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, fill everywhere in my life. Fill every cell in my body. Lord Jesus, fill every fragment of my soul. Fill my spirit. Fill everything in my life for the manifestation of your glory. Continue to pray like that. Fill my life. Lord Jesus, fill my life. Lord Jesus, fill my life. Lord Jesus, fill my life, as it is written that you have ascended so that you can fill all things. Lord Jesus, my life is part of those things that you said you will fill. My life is part of those things that you want to fill. Lord Jesus, fill my life for the manifestation of your glory. Fill my life with the fullness of your presence. Fill my life with the fullness of your spirit. Fill every area of my life with the fullness of your spirit for the manifestation of your glory in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. I also said that whatever God cannot control, He cannot feel. Yeah, whatever God cannot control, He cannot feel. Yeah, because God is not a loser and He is not a failure. He doesn't believe in failures. He doesn't he doesn't want to lose. Yeah, so God, if God is going to fill your life with His Spirit, then He must have conquered your life. You must have conquered your will such that you will always listen to Him. You will always do what He wants. So if you realize that you don't want to do His will, He can't feel you. Because if He does that, it means He is promoting wickedness in the earth. If God feels people that are disobedient to Him, it means those people, they will use whatever God filled them with to serve Satan. Because if you can't listen to God, if you can't obey God, then it means automatically you are obeying darkness. It means you are serving darkness. It means you are working for darkness. Yeah, so that is why God wants to you and Him to be on the same page. Then He will fill you. So He doesn't care to wait 20 years for you and Him to be on the same page before He will fill you and then reveal His greatness and glory through your life in the earth. So you're going to pray. You must come to the point where He can control you. Yeah. You must come to the point where both of you have agreed. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender all. Yeah. Because many Christians think they have surrendered all, but they have not. Say, Father, help me to surrender all. To surrender all my life. So that you can control my life. So that you become the Lord controlling my life. So that you become the one ruling my life. Lord, help me to surrender all. Help me to surrender all. Open your mouth up and begin to pray like that. So that help me to surrender all. If heaven is going to fill you, then you and heaven must be on the same page. Then you must have aligned with heaven. You must have agreed with the will of God. So Lord, help me to agree with your will. Help me to agree with the truth. Help me to agree with your word. Help me to agree with your righteousness. Help me to agree with your ways. Even though it is painful, Lord, I am willing to agree. Even though it's not easy, Lord, I'm willing to surrender. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, to give up my own will and embrace your own will. To give up my own ways and embrace your own ways. To give up my own desires and embrace your own desires. To give up my own wisdom and intellect and embrace your own wisdom, which always doesn't make sense. Oh Lord, help me to surrender to your will. Even when it doesn't make sense to my carnal mind, help me to surrender to your ways. Even when it doesn't make sense to my carnal mind, help me, Lord Jesus, to surrender all to your control. To surrender all my life to your control. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray another key to being filled with the Spirit or being baptized with the Spirit is fasting. Yeah, it's true. Fasting. Now, when I say fasting, I mean a denying of self. Yeah, so it is not limited to not eating and drinking. It includes that you lock yourself home in the room, and then you determine that I'm not going to leave this place until God is done with me, or until I have gotten God. Yeah, so it means you embrace pains. Yeah, that is another key to be baptized, to being baptized with the Spirit. It means you embrace the way of pains, the way of sacrifices, the way of self-denial, the way of fastings. Yeah, you fast everything. You fast your time, those hours you spend watching TV or watching movies, those hours you spend doing things that are not spiritual. It means you fast those hours. Yeah, you fast many things. You lose many things. That's what fasting is all about. It means you are dying. You are losing things. Yeah, to gain Christ. You are losing things. Things you used to, enjoy. You start cutting them off. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to embrace a lifestyle of selflessness, a lifestyle of self-denial, a lifestyle of sacrifices, a lifestyle of fastings, so that I can get the fullness of your Spirit, so that I can get deep into you. Help me, Lord, to embrace such a lifestyle. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you are not willing to lose things, you can't gain Christ. There are many things you must lose. Many things you must lose. Say, Lord, help me to embrace a lifestyle of selflessness. A lifestyle of self-denial. A lifestyle of dying every day to the pleasures of my body, the pleasures of my flesh, of my nature. Help me to embrace such lifestyle. The lifestyle of fasting everything that is standing in my way to you. The lifestyle of fasting my sleep. Help me to embrace such lifestyle. Lifestyle of fasting pleasures. Cutting off pleasures so that I may go deeper into you. Help me to embrace such lifestyle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The lifestyle of cutting off whatever has become an idol in my life, whatever has become a god in my life. Help me to embrace a lifestyle that cuts them off completely. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus, to embrace that lifestyle that will lead me to the fullness of your spirit. Help me to embrace that lifestyle of purity of heart. Help me to embrace the lifestyle of purity of life, holiness of life. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence among us and within us. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for many things you have done even during the course of this prayer session. Thank you, Lord, because you will not forsake us. You will take us into your fullness. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for you that every blindness that every blindness from the realm of darkness that has blindfolded your spiritual senses, I decree that they are destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Every blindness in your eyes that is misleading and deceiving you, that is blocking you from seeing what God has been busy showing you, but yet you can't see, I decree that blindness come out right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your understanding shall be enlightened in the name of Jesus. I repeat, the Holy Spirit shall enlighten your understanding, and you will no longer be categorized among the foolish Christians, the foolish virgins, but you will be among the wise Christians. Let it be so in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God lift you up to that place God wants you to be. And it shall be so in Jesus' name. The grace of God you have not experienced before, you have not enjoyed before, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The presence of God you have not touched before, you have not experienced before, receive it now in the name of Jesus. The power of God you have not touched before, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed through you in this earth in the name of Jesus. And the name of the Lord shall be praised through you in this earth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed.